Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. 2 days left, today and tomorrow, in a week in the Word, one chapter of the Bible, Psalm 119, 176 verses, just focusing on the Word of God. And I'm going to give you wisdom today. I'm going to make you wise. You say, Chris, you can't make me wise. You are correct. I'm going to give you the key to wisdom today. It's up to you to choose. Do you want to be wise? If someone offered you, do you want to be an intellectual or a person of wisdom? Do you want to be really smart or really wise? I hope we all know the difference and go, give me wisdom, give me wisdom. I think we've all known some really smart people who acted like fools and made foolish decisions. I've been around a lot of really smart leaders, but when it came to actually leading and putting to practice, I'm like, man, did you mess that up? You made terrible decisions. Likewise, I've met a lot of people that I'm like, I don't think you're that smart. I don't think you score a high IQ, but man, you got some wisdom. There's some discernment in the choices you make. Maybe I'm just fond of leaning toward wisdom because I've never been an intellectual. No one's ever listened to one of my messages and said, that guy's a scholar. That guy has a high IQ. I can't spell IQ, but what I search for is wisdom. And I love that we get to Psalm 119. What we get to is Psalm 119, verse 97. Here's how to have wisdom. Listen to this. Tell me, isn't this who you want to be? Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Isn't that good? How many of you have people in your life that you have conflict with? How many of you have people that you go, they're actually kind of an enemy? How many of you are involved in a job site with an employer or an employee? How many are involved in a neighbor or a family member? And you're like, man, I would just love to be so much wiser than them. This psalm catches my attention. It goes, you know what? Being in your word, the way we've taught about it this week, really walking with the doctor, not just the medicine, you've made me wiser than my enemies. Don't you want to be in a place that you're so much wiser than the person you're in conflict with? Yeah, why? Because you're always going to win the conflict. Not being smarter and trying to prove them wrong, you're going to have the wisdom to know, I'm not getting in that game. I'm not playing that with you. I'm not getting trapped by you. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. The psalmist goes, taking the word of God like we have this week, I'm smarter than my professors. Well, maybe not smarter. I have more insight. They have more academia. They may be higher intellectuals. But man, I love the way I see life, can make decisions in life. You've given me more insight than my teachers. Verse 100, I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. You know, I've come to realize in life, obedience and walking with you has unlocked and given me everything I needed in life. I look at the older, maybe the more mature, but I go, man, I would not trade places with one of them. I see the elders by the city gates and I go, God, I love what you've given me because I've been a person that spent time in your word. Oh my gosh, he goes on to 101. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, from your laws, your decrees. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. God, spending time in your word has caused me to see life, my enemies, the conflict, what the world says is teaching and real wisdom. And I've allowed this now to guide all my paths, my thoughts, my actions. And I love where I am today. Better than the richest, better than the wisest, better than the professors. God, thanks for putting me here. Why? Because I've just spent time in your word. Oh, come on, tell me. Isn't that inviting? I don't care if you're 19 or 99. Don't we read that and go, I'd like to have that type of life. Guess what? It doesn't come to the most gifted. It doesn't come to the highest IQ. It didn't come to the people that had the best skill sets or were the most popular. He goes, I just got it from spending time in God's word. And whether I'm being challenged, persecuted, corrected, rebuked, instructed, I find I love where I am in life because I'm in your word and you're guiding and directing me. Oh, that's wisdom. Here's the good news. All of us then can have wisdom. It's about time in the word and following it, not about the skill set or gifts we've been given. Wow. Hey, go be wise today.